Thanks again for doing this for us. Nine, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
So we're going to start off, if you don't mind, on the death towers. You are an OSP engineer working on these cancer towers, a.k.a. cell phone or Gwen towers, and they have also have a term called Cancer Alley, right?
Yes.
Okay, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Well, I do a number of duties for the communications industry. I install, replace, repair, and test the antenna systems on top of the towers and sometimes do a little bit of adjustments down below in the electronic shacks.
Okay, and are there any warnings on the outside of these towers that you work on?
Yes. If I'd been a little more prepared, I have all kinds of pictures from the signs that show radiation, give the warnings, and say that it's not safe for humans to enter. And primarily, that's just speaking of the area right there on the ground within the fence. But the real danger is what's coming off the top of the towers.
And that's what you work on?
Yes.
Okay, and what protective gear do they give you to protect you from this radiation that you're enduring?
They don't furnish any gear for us at all. Anything that the tools and the harness and the hard hats and all that is my own. Like,
yeah, but that's not protective gear. That's just to make sure you don't fall off the thing.
Yeah, it's claimed to be the most dangerous job in the United States.
Have you ever known anyone to die?
Yeah, several people.
From falling off of them or from getting cancer?
Falling. Most of them don't make it long enough, I don't think, for the cancer to incubate and become active. There's a lot of cancer episodes among some of the guys that have been around the industry for a while.
How do you lease a spot on a tower?
Well, you know, like your local police department, fire department, or your phone company, your cable TV company, anybody that needs to get a microwave transmitter high up in the air to shoot a signal to the next receiver can go to somebody who owns a tower and say, I'd like to rent a spot on that tower from you. And they'll say, fine. They draw up the lease agreement. He goes up there and hangs his piece of equipment, runs a little piece of cable or whatever to the ground to hook it up, and it's his show. The people with the towers, the people in the tower business, generally are not in the communication business. They only buy property, build towers, and then lease those towers out to whoever, U.S. Cellular, Verizon, Windstream, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of equipment on just about every one of these towers that is not for cell phones, too, if that's...
Right. Okay. I want you to tell everyone about the FCC altering documents of radiation results.
Well, the FCC wasn't so much responsible as the contractors hired to do the work. And rather than to set the equipment up properly, they have logs that need to be turned in. And these logs are generated from their meters, where the picture is stored of the wavelength, and the meter downloads to a computer or desktop. And these logs have to be accurate for the location and time that it says on there. But many of the guys alter the documentation, send it in anyway.
And why do they do this?
Inexperience primarily. The guys did not know how to set the equipment up properly, or they didn't know how to correct the components in the electronics that were creating a malfunction. So
why would they hire someone that didn't know what they were doing?
Well, if you stumble across a job like this and you have an opportunity to step into a contract that's going to gross $15 million a year, or maybe be 20 guys on the job site, then you want to get 20 of them on the job site, whether you have the experienced hands or not. And I tell you right now, there is such a deficit in experienced hands that there's no way that all the jobs can be filled with experienced people right now. They've got to put what they can in there now because they're wanting the bottom line. They want the revenue.
Are these towers endangering our lives?
Definitely. And what's worse than some of the towers is when we mount these transmitters on the corner of your buildings. We've got them mounted on hospitals. We've got them mounted on apartment buildings. We've got them mounted on banks. we got them mounted all over, especially in these more densely populated cities. And those towers, those transmitters, they're on buildings. You can just about guarantee there are people working in other offices or apartments in direct line of that transmitter. And that's where they're creating what the industry calls cancer alleys.
Right. You told me that some of the men that you had worked with could taste their fillings.
Reported to me. I've never had it myself, but these antennas are on top of the towers. They say to stay away from them. I think it's like stay away from 2 feet from the back of it while it's energized, and they don't want you in the front of it at all. But I tell you, we don't shut them down to work on them, and there's a lot of work that needs to be done off the side and sometimes near the front of them. And I've had a couple guys tell me that they felt they tasted foil in their mouth while they were in the front of it, you know.
What kind of contract did they write you up to agree to this job? Is there a disclaimer, like, that they're not responsible for anything that happens to you?
No, it's passed on down to each individual contract signed.
But okay.
If it ever came into court, and this has been the same throughout my life in several different industries, I've been a contractor and subcontractor all my life, but in every industry it comes down to the same thing, that if there is an injury, then the work-related injury or illness is passed back up through court, back up to the prime contractor and right into the customer's lap, and then the jury decides what percentage of responsibility each one of the people involved in this incident are responsible for.
Right. You're admitting that these are leaking radiation, and the FCC or whoever is contracted by them is altering the documents and altering the results of the radiation that's coming from them. So if we can't even trust them, why would we have them next to schools and churches and stuff?
Well, I can only tell you that they have large slurry ponds from coal mines resting on small hilltops directly above schoolhouses, and these slurry ponds are breaking their dams probably yearly. So I don't know why they would put that slurry pond above a schoolhouse of elementary age children, and I don't know why they would want these towers anywhere near a school.
Can you just basically give everyone a description or definition of what a death tower is?
Well, a lot of the towers out there have antennas, transmitters up there that are doing a lot more than carrying your cell phone signals. They radiate harmful radiation to passive citizens, let alone the towers that are designed to control crowds in a non-lethal defense system.
Right. You said it's a ground weapon defense system. Can you elaborate on that?
It has been extensive since probably about 2005. But primarily it was all up and down the East Coast, particularly around D.C., Richmond, the hot spots in Virginia, where it's more than mind control. It's a physical body control. Some people call them heat. And they can render a body completely incapacitated through these frequency transmissions. They'll turn them on, and people become completely disoriented, vertigo, nauseous, lose all control of their body functions, and you collapse to the ground, and you remain there until the signal's shut off.
Right. So do you think they're setting these up, preparing for something, like in case they may need to use them on us?
Yeah, that's exactly why they're put there. I mean,
right, that's really scary.
Another type of defense there that at a lower level transmission, it will cause like a hissing or a vibration or a hum, and no matter where you are, this sensation will seemingly be coming from directly behind your head, and the disorientation, the fear, it will stop anybody from any activity they might be up to, and it's it will take the wind out of your sail if you're there to obstruct justice or put up a fight. And I do know some people I work with who suffer extreme condition of vertigo and taste in their mouth, ears ringing, stuff like that. I don't know if they were more susceptible to it or if they just have been exposed to a higher degree. I'm not sure, but for the most part, you work through it. You get there, you get your job done, get out of there as soon as you can.
Right. Now, the FCC regulates these towers. What's to keep them from falsifying documentation or to keep other people from falsifying the documentation of the radiation levels that they give to the FCC? Is there a checks and balances system in this?
Yeah, there's supposed to, according, you know, if you look at it on paper, it would look like there's a check and balance system. But unless they're there at the same time someone is falsifying documentation, it's awful hard to prove that this technician didn't actually leave the site with everything performing properly and then something changed after he left. So
Right. It's
almost impossible to prove any falsification of documentation.
Have you ever known anyone to falsify documents to hand to the FCC?
On several accounts, not particularly on the towers, but on some telephony broadband systems in situation of radiation leakage and stuff like that, yeah. These tower locations generally do not have their actual physical address. The physical address is going to be a mile or two away from where the tower site actually is, and I don't understand the discrepancies there, whether it's just to protect the tower sites or whatever, I'm not sure, but
right.
you just have to go to the FCC, find out what proof of performance testing has been turned in, and what the leakage was, and I'm sure it's all going to be up to par there. But the only way to do it is for the public to put together some of their own little crews with some test equipment and start going into some of these sites, measuring the leakage themselves.
Right, and you said we can get something like that at Radio Shack or like on the internet, right?
Yeah. And they're not going to give you a some of these frequency counters will only tell you what wavelengths are being transmitted, where at on the spectrum. But to measure your radiation leakage, there's CLI testers, they call them, and those will give you the amount of radiation that's being leaked. And cable TV, phone company, any of these type of supply companies will have those meters available.
Do you feel like these towers are safe for the American people? And this is an opinionated question.
For several different reasons, they definitely are not safe. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they're physical hazards. They're falling down. They're structurally not designed to be carrying the amount of weight that we're eventually putting up there. A lot of these things are older towers, and they weren't designed to have all this weight on them. Just the fact of age and corrosion is bringing some of them down. There's probably, I don't know, I'm guessing right now, but there's probably at least one every day catching on fire. And no, they're not safe. And that's not even to mention the radiation that's being transmitted from these towers. And many of the times these transmitters up there, they call them antennas, but they're transmitters, they have to be pointed in specific directions at specific angles. And many times you'll go up there and see that they're pointed down toward the ground. They're pointed in areas that they're not even supposed to be generating their signals.
Right, so they can be pointed down at, like, the basketball court where the children are playing for some reason? I mean, is that
possible?
They could
be. Yeah. And when we see that transmitter, when we see that antenna, it looks like maybe 8 foot tall by maybe 14 to 16 inches wide and smooth covered. But that's just the cover. The transmitters are inside that, and it's hard to tell if they're mounted correctly in there, or if they're pointed down, or whatever. You know, I mean, this is
right.
this is something that's really too dangerous just to assume that everything's been put together correctly.
Right, and you said that anyone can lease a spot on the tower.
There'll be generally the cell phone up there will be three antennas on three sides of the tower, and they're about 8 foot tall, a foot and a half wide, and those, the ones that are smaller than that, the ones that are round, these are not cell phone transmitters, and generally, I mean, they're all not healthy. They're all destructive to anything that's living. Maybe they just don't want us to be able to go down to the FCC or to the local courthouse and draw up the exact coordinates of these towers either. I don't know, but very seldom does the address match the physical location of the tower site.
Right. Nine, you had some people threaten you, didn't you, after you reported them about falsifying the documents, right?
Yeah. And destroyed my career. I mean, it put me on the run for several years. I mean, I had a group of four people that were chasing me from one ocean to the other, and kept showing up on job sites, pretending to be federal marshals, and it was crazy, and it was all because of some of these techs that were falsifying documentation on a particular job, and they were busted.
Right.
And,
well, at least you were doing the right thing. I want to ask you if you feel any effects from the towers after years of working on them.
Who knows what could be incubating? I mean, I feel fine. And,
right.
But I know some of the other people I've worked with aren't doing so well.
Right. How many people have died from accidents on the towers?
Well, just since January, I think there's probably been maybe 12 to 14.
And they're all from falling? They're from falling
off
of them? That's so horrible.
Yeah, and you know, and there's not that many of us out there. So, I mean, 12 to 14 in 7 or 8 months may not seem like a lot, but
it is.
There's quite a few. And most of these guys are young. Most of them have families and young children. And
yeah, it's really sad.
I exposed those guys that were falsifying the documentation to the FCC. And so a lot of his people were terminated. One of them ended up doing federal time. He had been arrested before under the same pretenses of falsifying his documentation to the FCC. It wasn't a long time, but they sentenced him to a few years in federal prison. And so
yeah.
the owners of the company turned the table on me, and I thought they would be happy for me because we don't want these guys out here working in the field that aren't doing things proper. So when I exposed them, I thought this would be a chance for me to move up the ladder and acquire a little more responsibility and income. But
and instead of the opposite, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Exposing the bad guys usually doesn't help you move up in a job, especially if you're working for them.
Yeah, I understand that too. I was naive enough to think that we all had the same interest. But for a lot of people out there, it's the financial gain, and that's all they're worried about.
Yeah.
Not your children. It's not my children. It's probably not even their own children. Pardon me, Madison. I would like to tell everybody that if you live anywhere around the bottom of these towers, especially those ones they call a monopole that is just a round tower, and it looks like a telescope sitting on the ground upside down, they're experiencing a lot of structural integrity problems with these because we're overloading them. These towers were built for a lot less weight than what we're putting up there right now, but we continue to put more and more transmitters up there, and these towers are falling over. They're catching on fire. There's all kinds of things going down with these towers because they're not designed to hold the weight that we're putting up there. So if you've got any of these in your backyard, look at them close. They may have these big straps of steel folded to the sides of this thing going all up and down there, and it looks like a real thatch job. Well, that's what's wrong. That tower was weak, and they've gone in there, and they tried to Band-Aid it up.